Well, welcome, brethren, to the 2020 convention of the San Diego Bible Students. We trust that the services provided this weekend will be spiritually upbuilding to you in your walk with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The convention program calls for four discourses today, plus a testimony meeting, and four discourses tomorrow. You can also fellowship with brethren attending the convention during the breaks, as I think we probably all know, having done this a few times. There will be separate chat rooms available only during the midday breaks, both today and tomorrow. We've made arrangements with the Chicago class to have the sessions recorded, and we are fortunate that brothers Brett Blackwell and Mark Neiman will be providing technical assistance to us or for us during this two-day convention broadcast. Both days will open with a prayer, seeking the Lord's blessing on all the services of the day. An opening prayer, asking the Lord's blessing on all the services of the day, and then concluding the day's schedule with a closing prayer. You know, the Lord's people have a long history of meeting together. We won't be doing a Bible study now, but in Acts 20, we read, "And upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached to them." And then back in Acts 2, we read, "And they continued daily with one another in the temple," in one accord, rather, in the temple, "and breaking bread from house to house, praising God." So there's a long-standing tradition of brethren meeting frequently to learn about God's word and to fellowship one with another. All of this was done and is done today to help us learn the word of God, to grow an understanding and appreciation of the Lord's plans and purposes, and to bring us closer to the Lord and to our brethren. We hope that these goals can be achieved today and tomorrow, and we'll open the convention now with hymn number 164, and then Brother Robin Rice will open our day together with a word of prayer on the services of today.
Of God in his breaking, see the gleaming from afar, signs of earth from slumber waking, hail the bright and morning star. Hear the call, oh, gird your armor on, grasp the Spirit's mighty sword, take the helmet of salvation, pressing on to battle for the Lord. Trust in him who is your captain, let no heart in terror quail. Jesus leads the gathering legion, in his name we shall prevail. Hear the call, oh, gird your armor on, grasp the Spirit's mighty sword, take the helmet of salvation, pressing on to battle for the Lord. Onward marching firm and steady, faint not, fear not Satan's frown, for the Lord is with you always, till you wear the victor's crown. Hear the call, oh, gird your armor on, grasp the Spirit's mighty sword, take the helmet of salvation, pressing on to battle for the Lord. Conquering bands with banners waving, pressing on o'er hill and plain, ne'er shall halt till swells the anthem, Christ o'er all. mighty sword. Take the helmet of salvation, pressing on to battle for the Lord.
And now, Brother Robin.
Our loving Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus' dear name with thankfulness for this opportunity to draw away from the concerns of this sin-sick world. And we are thankful for this privilege of being together for these 2 days of convention. And we are so thankful for the truth that we have that brings us together and for our common hope of a blessed kingdom for all. And especially we are thankful for the gift of your dear son, Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all. We pray that we might be faithful in our walk of sacrifice as we follow in Jesus' footsteps to serve thee and glorify your name. And we pray for your help and assistance to us that we might be faithful to this end. And we pray that you would bless us this day as we listen to the discourses of today, that we will be built up and edified and given fresh encouragement to walk steadfast in the narrow way. So we pray a special blessing for Brother Tim and Brother Todd and Brother Brent, Brother Tom, as they minister to us this day and bring us some rich treasure from your holy word. May their words be blessed and unctuous for all. And Father, as we enjoy these blessings of the day, we are mindful of those of our brethren who are enduring sorrow or loss, recuperating from operations or in their closing days of hospice. And so we pray that you would grant them a special blessing and comfort. And we pray that we might do our part in this end to comfort those. So we look forward to the time when we will be face to face with thee and thy son, and even face to face with each other again. And so all these things we pray, looking forward to the blessings of this day. Thank you in Jesus' dear name. Amen.
Thank you. Brother Brett, since we have a few minutes before 9:45 local time, can we throw in another hymn if I call for it? Is that easy?
Sure.
Okay.
Go ahead.
108. We'll just add 108 to our opening hymn or hymns, and then we'll be introducing Brother Tim.
Okay, just give me a minute to load that up, and okay. Happy to do that.